military veterans, and active duty service members. You could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
Welcome to the Latest United We Stand podcast. It's post-match after Manchester United 2, Watford 0. With me, Anthony Bloom, Stuart Edwards, Anthony Shaw, Aaron Buckley, and a friend of the ticket office, John Ashton. Yeah. You've seen his piece in the mag. Yeah. Basically, he's done a whole page thanking the ticket office for getting a Derby ticket.
I don't hate.
No, I thought he was very good.
They're looking after me, so.
That was very good. While I'm bullying you, what was that fucking tweet about this morning? You've just laughed at Soccer AM for the first time since 1998.
I really didn't want to laugh, but someone was arsing about on a bike pretending to be Bradley Wiggins, and it just made me laugh. But I felt probably dirty for laughing at it because it's been shite for 20 years, hasn't it?
You had to be there, clearly.
Yeah, it wasn't really that funny, but...
That Dave Besson documentary, wasn't it?
That was him, that. Yeah. The thing that cropped up this week, actually, we were talking about, I put a tweet out about the... just tweeting the cover of the mag, and it said, I think it said something like, here's the new mag with a picture of the best ever kit on it. And everybody started tweeting me pictures of themselves when they were like six wearing that kit. It was fucking frightening.
Then he
pops up saying, well, it might not be the best one. So it just reminded me of the one you said about Porno Stew.
He's not denied it.
Are you denying it?
You have to speak to my lawyers.
Some background.
Yeah. I reckon you've done it. Anyway, obviously it's the first home match we've done podcasts for a little while. Somebody off the telly came up to us today to actually say, couldn't you be bothered doing one after Hull? So I just said, no, not really.
Which one
off the telly?
Which Hull?
Yeah, there's been a fair few of them, hasn't there? Obviously today, I'm going to go to Ant first because... I thought when the team went out and I was looking at it, I think probably we always start on the team, with the exception of maybe getting Smalling out and putting one of Rojo or Jones in, I think that's United's best starting 11.
Well, no, not against a good team, because I think the midfield's a bit light, because you know we've got that many players that go forward. I think we'd get caught out against a better team, but because of all our failure to score at home on so many occasions, and I think he needs to do that every time we're playing bottom 10 at home, definitely.
Thoughts on the team? Was it what you thought?
Yeah, I agree with you. What I've liked over the last few weeks is he's kind of, especially in home games where you're playing against a team that's going to sit deep, he's playing one of Carrick or Herrera rather than playing them both, exactly, like you would probably do away from home. So yeah, I'm pleased to see that. I think you get Pogba involved a bit more on the ball, and I'm always thinking, even when he's not playing particularly well, I think we're always more threat when Martial starts. So yeah, pretty happy with the team.
Any thoughts on the side? Was it?
Yeah, my only concern, I agree with what Shaw says, we don't need an holding midfielder at home, but then we don't need Pogba picking the ball up off our back four, and that's probably more to do with the fact that Chris Smalling's distribution's shite than it is to do with the shape of the team. But I were pleased with that performance in the first half. It's as good as I've seen us going forward for quite a while. It could have been 4 or 5 or 6. It almost brought me back to the 2008 season when you had the three interchanging at the front, and yeah, I just wish we'd have got a few more goals.
Starting 11, Bloomy?
No, goals? I couldn't disagree with it, really. You can get away with not playing Carrick at home, and you know, same as the other lads, you can get away with that. But I thought we were brilliant. I really enjoyed it. I can't believe how many chances we're missing now. It's unbelievable, it really is.
Stu?
Yeah, Martial and Mkhitaryan definitely give us obviously a lot going forward, and just for pace, obviously Herrera's not pacey, obviously Mata on the right's not pacey, and Zlatan's never been pacey, but with them two sort of like Mkhitaryan playing sort of like down the middle and just running at people, and Martial found his mojo a little bit today as well, didn't he? So yeah, as expected, really. I wasn't sure whether Rojo was fit or what, so I knew Jones was out, so it was the expected team, to be honest with you.
I think one of the big critiques that we can throw at United this year is we've been really sort of pedestrian in the first half, and I couldn't agree more with you that, you know, there was a lot of good intent there, wasn't there, in the first half?
Yeah, there was. I mean, the only criticism I had in that first half, really, was how deep Zlatan's been coming. I mean, he spent the last 3 or 4 months camped in the 18-yard box, and then today he was just dropping off, and we didn't have any. The amount of balls that came across that 6 yard box, and no one there to put it away. But yeah, I mean,
thought Mkhitaryan was further forward most of the half, definitely. And I think when you've got Mata and Mkhitaryan outside the box, then Zlatan would be best served on the penalty spot all the time, wouldn't he? Really.
Still worrying at half time, though, because again, the word critical springs to mind, because we should have been probably 4-0 up at half time. We can't keep having 30 shots a game. I'm not saying all on target, obviously. I mean shots in general, and going in 1-0 at half time. That game should have been over at half time.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. It's enjoyable watching, but it's always in the back of your mind if you don't get the goals. Going back to what Aaron's just said there, that first 20 minutes, especially when Ibrahimovic was so deep, he gets a bit of stick on here, and I do like him, but he's absolutely stunk the place out, I thought, today, Ibrahimovic. I just think he's an out and out goal scorer. I don't want to see him dropping deep and arsing about, and it's not so bad if you've then got another player. But if for that first 20 minutes we effectively play with no strikers, and I just like to stay up there, do your business up there.
Oh yeah, completely agree. He's I know we've I don't like criticising, but
yes, it's you do every fucking week.
You know what I mean though. Like, I don't like, because he scored 20 goals, and I said hold my hands up if he did, and you know, he's proved me wrong on that front. But it's becoming laughable how many chances he's missing at the minute.
I'm going to defend him today. No, I am. No, he was poor. I definitely agree with that. He's never been a player with pace, has he? So he's always got to play at the risky, you know, playing off on the back of somebody, and he's going to be caught offside, which he was today, 3 or 4 times. But for me, what I liked was the chance which he missed, which I'm not quite sure how he missed, from the cross, from Mkhitaryan, from the right. I like seeing his passion and how upset he is, even at his age and all he's won, about that. He was at, you know, pissed off with himself.
Do you know what my favourite thing?
How many of those starters today can you see starting a game for United in 3 years' time? And that's what you need to think. Zlatan.
No.
Well, that's what I mean. So why the insistence on playing him 90 minutes? You know, if he's going to be a key player, take him off after 60 minutes. Give Rashford.
He's never going to be subbed, is he? I don't know why, but he's never going to be subbed.
But he's gonna if he stays next season, then he's going to be halting our progress, in my opinion. If he's going to continue to use him in the way that he does,
he's not going to keep him on the bench, is he? There's no way. So he's going to be a starter.
I've never seen anything like it when he runs with a ball.
If Griezmann comes in, there's no way that Griezmann's not going to start ahead of Zlatan.
But he's not an out and out striker, is he? He's another number 10.
My favourite Ibrahimovic thing I've seen today, though, someone walked past with one of these dopey flags, and it had the words to the Ibrahimovic song on it, but all the swear words have been changed.
Oh, no.
So it was Zlatan, hard as nails, and cost us next to zero.
What's wrong with these people? Someone sat there trying to. They're probably sat there thinking, what word can we put in here to replace that?
I've had a really annoying day today with people, supporters. God, someone came up to me an hour before kickoff. Trying to sell a ticket because he'd not managed to sell it. So he insisted on standing in front of me for 40 minutes, like talking to me, saying, do you know who might want to buy this ticket? Like, could just see sales like going past, and I'm thinking, in the end, I just had to say, look, mate, you just fuck off down there.
Mine was the opposite. I had about 6 or 7 people ask me for tickets today, or asking where they get tickets from.
The thing is that I think fanzine sellers do become, as you quite rightly put, you become a beacon for just dickheads. Tourist information. Where's the pub? Where's this? That?
Where's the bank?
I got asked on the way out, I was telling him before, someone asked me, he said, where can I get a taxi around here? So I said, you're probably best walking over that bypass to Chester Road and getting on. He said, how far away is that? I said, about 10 minute walk. I said, that's not really good enough. I said, what do you fucking want me to do about it? You know what I mean?
I think from next season, anyone over the age of 20 who doesn't know what a fanzine is shouldn't be allowed in Old Trafford.
How would you police that?
Yeah.
I'll find a way, trust me, I'll find a way.
That's
might as well. We're getting internal, don't we? So
I think, well, I've got a better idea. You can't get in the ground until you bought a fanzine. Yeah. That'd be better for us, wouldn't it? Yeah. Ant's face that? Now, it's just lit up. Ant's face is just lit up. Speaking of selling fanzines, where are we putting that in terms of coldness?
It was pretty grim, wasn't it?
Top three of all time?
Yeah, I reckon.
I've had cold. I've had Champions League nights. Yeah, have been colder, but
that hour from about 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock when it was like hailing and snowing and everything else.
Yeah. I nearly quit in that hour.
Suppose it depends where you stand, doesn't it? If you stood in that wind tunnel, but Matt Busby Way is pretty sheltered, really.
Yeah, thanks.
David Snaid caught pneumonia selling United Way stand.
I might ask.
That's obviously the worst.
I might ask Ed Woodward if he can put if he can put like a big bus shelter on the bridge outside Old Tower Football for us.
If you remember his last appearance on the podcast, he's clearly not got over it quite yet. Do you remember that? Do you remember that he came on that Derby podcast, and we had to just abandon the whole thing because he just ruined it.
It lasted about 5 minutes, didn't it?
Yeah, he kept putting in. Andy was losing. Andy was losing the plot big time. Yeah. Yeah, the other thing I was telling him before, a lot of Watford fans came and sung the Tom Cleverley song to me, which just really fucking wound me up. Honestly, it ruined, possibly, my, if it didn't ruin my day, it's definitely
Tom
ruined.
Tom Cleverley's even got a song?
Did he have,
Can
you remember words?
No. Did he have good voices?
No,
it was awful. Because a couple of guys behind me singing that, woke up this morning feeling fine, had a really, really good voice. So they're having a competition, like, giving it,
with rhythm,
yeah,
natural rhythm,
shot quartet. Yeah, fucking hate that.
Fingers.
I hate that song. Yeah. I just hate that song so much.
Scoreboard end are going to be on Britain's Got Talent next year.
Well, they won't have anywhere else to go, will they? Let's face it. In terms of bringing it back to the match after we've just slagged off just about everybody who's been in the ground today,
or shouldn't be in there.
Were you of the view that we should have been a lot further ahead at come half time? Because I thought we had a lot of great chances and a lot of width for once, some balls coming in and a lot of shots that went all over the place. We should have been more than one.
Yeah, I said to my mate next to me, we should have. I'd love to know how many chances we had in that first half attempts. Like, it must have been in getting towards 20 nearly. It's every 2 minutes just peppering their goal. It's laughable.
I didn't know Hakan was over.
Yeah. Well, he's not allowed in the States, so he's come over here.
I'm allowed now.
Oh,
yeah. He's still feeling, isn't he?
Yeah, he'll get. He's the president, he'll get what he wants. Dubs, we should have been further up at half time than the one.
We should have been completely outside, shouldn't we? He very much missed a couple of chances. That one Mkhitaryan scat.
He could have just literally controlled it and passed it into the net.
It did bubble. From where I was stood,
it's got to put it where he did. But it was starting to look like one of them games, wasn't it? You're just glad we did get the goal when we did. I never ever felt uncomfortable in the game after that moment. I'd always felt like they were going to win the game.
There was a point in that just before we scored the first, actually, when Gomez saved from point blank.
Yeah,
and I had a feeling it's going to be like Hull like the week before. Like, it was getting towards that. It was. About the amount of chances we were missing.
He's an abysmal goalie, isn't he?
Yeah, I was saying to you, there's definitely at least 20 keepers worse than better than him in lower leagues. Got to be
in the Premier League.
Yeah, even like the way he throws the ball. It's like,
he
only throws it. Yeah.
He's always got a stinker in him, any all the time. Yeah, he makes some good saves, but he's got a stinker in him.
Watford's one of them club. They're not a rival. But I just hate them for largely because they sing songs about Elton John, which does my nutting, and that hornet who winds everybody up. The mascot. I can't stand them. So I've got nothing good to say about them as a football club. Mate. But I thought they're not a bad footballing team. Watford, I don't think.
Yeah, I was thinking this before because when you come away and you win the game, normally, like for example, last week when I thought we played well, but you come away and everyone goes, "Oh yeah, but they're shite." Sometimes you have to give your own club a bit of credit for making a team look sharp, because Watford are a sidey side. You know, they went to Arsenal and played them off the park for 45 minutes last week. I think it's a good result, it's a good win, and we were discussing just before we come on here, if we beat Blackburn next week, we've got one league game in 6 weeks against Bournemouth. So I know we've got a good run of fixtures coming up on paper, but we're also good. A lot of teams around us might have played one or two more games than us as well, so it's a massive 3 points that today, I thought.
And it's good to get the points on the board before anyone else in the top six had a chance to play.
Are we still fifth?
We're fifth now for an hour.
Depending on if Liverpool don't win.
Liverpool draw, or do we go back six?
No, we stay fifth.
Oh, I got quite used to six. No, I quite liked it. I was enjoying myself there. You can't do it. No one does anyone any harm in sixth. Just coming back to the Watford point though, that wasn't a quiet game for De Gea, was it? I can think of a couple of good saves that he had to make.
Quite open, wasn't it, really? A lot seemed to bypass the midfield, didn't it? You know, a lot of the game was played down the wings, and it was end-to-end stuff at Simons. And did he make that save in the second half at 1-0 from that free kick? Was it Zarate? That was a cracking save, that, in the second half.
They had a lot of joy down our left-hand side, didn't they? Daley Blind was repeatedly got skinned off that winger that they had out there.
He did in the second half on a couple of occasions, but I was thinking at half-time, he was one of our better players in the first half, Daley Blind.
Daley Blind, I couldn't agree more.
I think he was good coming forward, but defensively he was found wanting a bit in the second half.
There was a lot of gaps in that second half down his side.
Twice they whipped in balls right across our 6 yard box that they didn't get on. On another day we could have been punished there.
And I know obviously this isn't live, but we'd record Liverpool are one up, are they? Yeah, right, so we're now sixth again. So we've been so we were fifth for what, about a quarter of an hour? Yeah. Oh, that's better. I feel happy now. Don't know Bloomy got who scored?
Lardy.
Who? All right. Obviously, Martial's goal capped what I thought was a really, really good performance by him. And you're a massive fan of him, more than probably any of his here. But I thought that was his best performance for quite a long time.
Yeah, I thought he did all right against Wigan as well. Was it Wigan, the last cup game? Yeah. Get Reading and Wigan games mixed up. I thought he was pretty unlucky to be dropped for the last two games. But you can't complain when we're beating Leicester. So I'm not entirely. The problem is that I'm not entirely keen on Rashford on the left. If he was to play wide, I'd rather him be on the right, so he can like get to the byline. I think defenders have figured out that he just likes coming inside, and I think he's looking really predictable in that position.
The thing I like about Martial that perhaps Rashford lacks is Martial doesn't get shoved off the ball as easy.
No, he's that as well. And there was a spell in the first half where he dribbled past two players. He did two touches and. I think he might have ended up shooting wide, but he was a constant thorn in the side of Watford.
I think there's a bit of sort of tough love going on there with Martial, though, because even at Martial at 80%, he's still good enough for our first team. But I think keeping him out of the team will just be that kick up the arse to make sure he does reach his potential like he could do. And I think long term, what Mourinho's been doing with him is the right thing, because he does still have that lazy streak to his game. You know, he can disappear from games, and I think long term I think it'll do him good to be sort of in and out and don't seems take his place
to,
for granted.
Seems to chat back a bit more today as well, like he's done the right thing with him
when we get a settled left back, whenever that may be. That will help him as well, won't it? Because at the moment it's someone different every week pretty much.
I doubt he'll play midweek, judging by the amount of fucking Valentine's things he's going to have to write out and send. Obviously, he did deserve the goal, which was good, and then it was pretty comfortable. So, good win for United. I'm going to talk about Thursday night in terms of, not so much in terms of will we win, won't we win, but in terms of where does it sort of sit. Because if you remember when we wrapped up one of the podcasts back sort of mid-December, and I think the Europa League had finished for a little bit, and the League Cup was kind of on hold for a little bit, and we had this, we all talked about this run of games that were very, very winnable. We've had sort of best part of back end of December, 2 months really of sort of pretty just being out of concentrate on the league. How would you assess how United have done in that period? Are you where we wanted to be, or would you have thought we were near?
The only big blot on the thing was Hull, weren't it, at home last week? But we should have won the game really, and wasn't a that bad performance. I've seen us play worse. I actually think we played worse against Liverpool, but
totally agree with that.
The result, 1-1. What doesn't look as bad on paper against Liverpool than it does against Hull. So,
and I actually think the Liverpool result, given what they've done since, is actually a poor result for us.
Yeah, I think Stoke. Actually, I've just remembered Stoke. Actually, have done quite shit.
That's what it is for me. Liverpool, Stoke, and all games. If we'd have got maximum points out of them, it would have been miles better for us.
How would you assess that period? Have you got out of it what you thought United wanted or needed? I mean, going unbeaten's great, but I'm of the view that we haven't filled our boots up as much as
absolutely.
We should.
No, well, the fact that we're still stood here now and we're sixth still is not good, really, because on paper Hull have been quite decent, haven't they, the last couple of months? I know they've got beat today, but you know they've been a hard team to beat. Stoke away, for some reason we just don't turn up there, and Liverpool we've discussed many a times that, you know, they just ran harder than we did on the day, and you know, apparently according to Klopp, we were lucky to get a draw because it was windy, but apart from that, you know, three draws, so we'd have definitely taken 7 points from three games back in December, I think, we, you know, at the time. So I think we are in a false position. I don't think we're what we're behind Chelsea now, 15, 16 points.
I think it's about 11, but they've got a game in hand, I think.
I thought for a long time that we're probably realistically only about 7 or 8 points worse than Chelsea, so to me it's been an okay January.
It's been okay, but it could be a lot better. The good thing is he's made us hard to beat. We're not getting beat, that's the main thing for
apart
me
from Holloway.
No, that's fuck all that.
I think that's 16 games, league games unbeaten now. I mean, it's almost half a season without losing a game of football. It's just frustrating because you've had so many draws where we should have won the game. Yeah.
Thoughts on that period? Do you think United have? I mean, going unbeaten has been great, and it's certainly, I think Bloomy's point there about he's made us hard to beat, both physically and mentally.
But it's been a waste of time, hasn't it? Because everyone's still in the same position they were three, four months ago.
What it tells you is we're just beating the same teams that everybody else is beating.
Yeah, but then you look at the fixture list, and I don't think we play anyone in the top six until the middle of April. So, you know, we can just keep this run going. I think
we don't
teams
play
above us
in the league till the middle of April.
Yeah, but hang on, I'm not sport for a bit. We just let me.
hang on, breaking news: Liverpool 2-0. We're seventh now. Carry on.
I forgot where I was.
Yeah.
It worked.
Yeah, I think we're finishing the top four. That's what you're getting to.
Well, it wasn't, but thanks anyway. Yeah. What I was going to ask was Europa League's back now on Thursday night, and that is now this sort of juggling act of Thursday, Sunday, and
Wednesday,
I guess. The away leg is, yeah. Which is, where do you now put the Europa League in terms of, do we prioritise it, or do we just pin our hopes on, as you've just said, that we will finish fourth, or do you think Europa League's the best route in?
Is this the first time that we've been in the Europa League since the start? Because in previous seasons, when we've dropped out, the Champions League into the Europa League, it's kind of like a bit snobbish and like, we can't really be arsed with this competition. But we have been in it since the start, so I want us to win it, because we've never won the UEFA Cup as a club. So I'm quite like a trip abroad and all at the end of May.
Where do you put it in terms of, do you think United should focus on other things, or do you think you should go full for leather at it?
I just think that I don't think that there is a priority. I think at the minute, I think every game's as important as each other in each competition. We're not going to win the league, but we also don't have to do that much to get into the top four. You know, we're only a couple of points out of there. The Europa League on paper, it's the amount of games rather than the difficulty of the games that you've got. Obviously, you're in the League Cup final, you should be in the quarterfinals of the FA Cup. So I just think, literally a bit of a cliche, but he's just got to keep taking every game as it comes. And I think he just needs to make sure he utilises the squad a bit better, because there's a lot of players that always sometimes look a bit undercut when he brings them in.
Things like today, you know, get 2-0 up. Well, if we'd have finished all our chances, it's 3-0 at half time. You can perhaps look at giving Zlatan or Pogba a rest. But there's still come a point, March, April, where their form dips. I think Zlatan's already has.
They'll all be empty.
And they'll be knackered. But he just needs to rotate his squad a bit better.
The last couple of weeks, Pogba's form has dipped as well a little bit. And
I thought he looked a lot sharper.
He looked good today. Yeah, after that, mate, he did. Yeah.
Flat track bully, though, isn't he? Yeah. Just bringing it back then to sort of Thursday, what team do you expect then? Because ultimately, he's got the quandary here of, you've got the game against
Blackburn.
You've got the game against Blackburn, yeah, which isn't the thing. But then, obviously, the away leg comes, three, four days before a League Cup final that he's absolutely going to want to win. So, where does he go with his team here? Does he play the best team he can possibly do, try and win it in the first leg?
It won't be much different from today, I reckon. I really don't fit. Like Aaron said, he's not using enough players in the squad. And that's a bit of a concern for me. Like, I know we're going about Schweinsteiger and people like that. He's the type who should be playing this game, really, on Thursday.
I think he'll go with, because it's another reasonably good cup draw that we should win, I think he'll go with his cup team sort of thing again at Blackburn. I think he'll be resting all the players. So I think Thursday is right. I think he'll go there with a full strength team, try to get a 2 or 3-0 lead, and then maybe you can rest a few players when you're over there.
Out of the four we're left in, I won't be disappointed to see him rest people against Blackburn. That'd be the one for me. I'd get it won on Thursday, because I know as supporters an FA Cup's just as important as anything, but they're all looking at the balance sheet and fourth place, aren't they? So Europa League is more chance of getting us that.
Well, I think if you win, you win the FA Cup, you get £1 million. If you get into the top four, and you get something like 20 odd million or something like that.
Our second sort of like 11, if you like, should be definitely good enough to do well, let's say, at Blackburn. And that's the likes of Fosu Mensah, who hasn't featured.
Well, did you see how strong the bench looked today?
That's what I mean.
So, yeah. So, for me, yeah, eggs not all in one basket, but I think Thursday's got to be strong and just deal with Blackburn on Sunday, see what happens Thursday. you know, injury wise and rest wise. But then, yeah, depending on what happens Thursday, obviously would determine what team he picks on Sunday, because of a Wednesday second leg. If it's fucking 1-1 on Thursday night, he's gonna have to go there and score, isn't he?
Yeah, I don't think he'll want a high intensity away leg in St Etienne 3-4 days before a League Cup final, will he?
It's important not to concede, innit, on Thursday. You know, 2-0 would be perfect result for us, wouldn't it? But I don't think you can look too far ahead. Although Fergie used to say he knew what his team. Fergie would know his cup final team now, wouldn't he? Does Mourinho know his cup final team now? He probably does, doesn't he? But he's got a few hurdles between now and then. But two-legged ties in this to try and alleviate the problem that, you know, them extra games will give us. I think he does need to just put out a strong side at home and get a 2-3-0 lead.
Yeah, you agree with that?
Yeah, 100%. I think that if you can do, like, so if you do win 2-0, you've got to really mess it up, haven't you, in the second leg to not go through. So,
does anybody know anything about St Etienne? Team wise, a bit of a decent.
Yeah, I think there's a map in the mag. There's a map in the mag.
Plays from Dunham. Yeah. So.
He does.
Pogba's brother plays from Dunham.
Is that right? Yeah. Oh well, didn't know that.
Is that like Pereira's brother?
Yeah, the Pereira brothers. Yeah.
Before anyone else does it.
Aye. I think it's going to be quite. I think because obviously City game, that's not been rearranged yet, has it?
Nope.
No. And so we already had Arsenal and Tottenham quite late in the season, so we're probably going to have to play three of the top five away in the last four or five games, yeah, which
well.
Isn't likely.
And our record at the moment against big teams is terrible.
It's not great. So, you know, at some point I just think we're gonna have to totally keep filling our boots with these games. Now, you reckon we're gonna just be a cup side for about the next 6 weeks?
Pretty much. If we beat Blackburn, I think one of our next 8 games is in the league.
Fucking hell, that's incredible. Yeah, that's gonna be interesting to watch. It's not gonna do anything for our livers.
How do you know that?
No, yeah. His mate Sam Kellett in the ticket office told him that. Yeah.
I did some research before these podcasts.
Yeah. Right, man of the match for United today. This should be a clean sweep, I reckon.
Martial for me.
Stu.
Bailey.
Antonio Valencia.
I'd go for Herrera had a good game, but I'd go for Martial.
Did he win? Do you think so?
I think
he's.
I was going to say Herrera.
I think he did a really good game.
Trust him.
It's Latin.
Yeah, right, you've done me over there, you twat, haven't you? Yeah. Right, well, there were still two Martials in there, weren't there? And I'm going to go for Martial as well, so there you go, Martial's a man of the match.
In case you're listening,
yeah, you've got till midnight on Saturday evening to claim your prize, otherwise it rolls over, Anthony, so there you go. Right, lads, thanks for everything as usual. Next podcast Thursday night. How many of us are out?
Squad now,
aren't we? See if anyone needs resting.
Yeah. See if they're defrosted by then.
Yeah. So if you didn't pick up the mag today, we'll be back out on Thursday.
Anyone gets a cold?
Yeah. Well, I think there'll be. I reckon I'm primed for one of them. Not that texture. There's no point in saying that. I've got more fleece on today than I've ever had in my life, and it did me no good whatsoever. So, right, lads. Cheers as ever, and we'll see you on Thursday night.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.